This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. We will have today Nicolas Cage news, Dead by Daylight, it's a little bit of Call of Duty news. Oh yeah, we got some Microsoft stuff too. But today, oh boy, huge announcement from Blizzard via Engadget.com, and we'll go straight to the Blue Post. BlizzCon comes November 3rd and 4th this year. So here's what they said, quote, "After 4 years of gathering online adventuring through Azeroth, teaming up in Overwatch, traversing the fields of Sanctuary, or warming yourself in the fire in the tavern, it's finally time to gather in person once more. We're happy to announce that BlizzCon will be returning to the Anaheim Convention Center on November 3rd and 4th, specific time. Our players are at the heart of what makes Blizzard great, a place where games are the common ground for a connection of friendship. Whether you're coming to hang out with your friends, you only ever get to see online. Celebrating epic moments in the games we love, exploring what is on offer in the convention center halls, or eager to learn for what's next for our universes. BlizzCon is being created for you. It's the community that has always made the event so special. We can't wait to see you all again." Now, they did provide links to the hotel blocks that are available. And right now, there are no details about the show just yet. But that will come next month, including ticketing information and cosplay and other things. So we shall see what happens then. Oh yeah, we're talking about that in the weekly show. Definitely. Maybe we'll talk about what is already out there for Blizzard, coming out very soon, and that's Diablo 4, because Wowhead.com did provide the blue post, and what Blizzard did post. So here's a blue post. "The Blessed Mother's return is nigh. Soon, you'll assume the mantle of Sanctuary's Wanderer and embark upon a quest to cull the unspeakable monsters that blight the land. But before you begin your fight for the fate of the world, grab a seat beside the campfire and gaze upon the gameplay that Diablo 4 has in store." Interesting. Go check out the video. But what about games even sooner than that? Well, maybe over for the rest of the year. PCGamer.com did say that, well, they're going to reveal 55 games over 15 brands in June's PC gaming show. So that will be on June 11th at 1 p.m. Pacific Daytime, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 9 p.m. BST, 10 p.m. CEST, and it'll be on the PC Gamer Twitch channel, YouTube, or Twitch Gaming, be on Steam, and Bilibili. So go check that out. We will see what games they'll be talking about. Now, what could be coming here very soon? Now, Game Informer did say that Mortal Kombat could be revealed there tomorrow morning. And that's Mortal Kombat 12. So here's what they said on Twitter. "Tomorrow is a new dawn. Hashtag Mortal Kombat." And they only show a clock. And the time they're showing is May 18th, 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Oh, here we go. So, we'll see about Mortal Kombat, won't we? Eurogamer said that Twitch is launching a new alert feature that could personalize streams. Well, today, Twitch is launching a new alerts feature, and that would help personalize their streams. Now, those streams have alerts for followers, subscribers, and such, but they're usually created by third-party apps like Streamlabs. So the Twitch alerts feature will allow streamers to create and edit directly within Twitch, and that would acknowledge key interactions, including hype trains, goals, raids, and charity donations, along with more things. Interesting for all you Twitch streamers. Now, Apex Legends board game will now be launched on Kickstarter. This comes to us from Polygon.com. And Apex Legends board game right now is priced at $86. That's at Kickstarter. But it does pretty cool. Some of the artwork on the figurines there look pretty good there themselves. Now, right now it's at $86, but the retail price was about $37 more. So roughly about $114, or $124. My math is off. So something like that. So it does come in bit of pieces. And how you would advance those things would actually be pretty interesting. Looks cool. Telltale, the Expanse game, will launch this July. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. So if you're in the Telltale series, and this is the description of the game, quote, the first new IP announced by Telltale since the company reformed in 2019, The Expanse, a Telltale series, is set prior to the events of Alcon Television Group, critically acclaimed and award-winning television series, which streams on Amazon Prime Video. The full game version will indeed cost $40, and you'll have access to all episodes as they roll out. There's also a deluxe edition for $45, and the Epic Game Store players will be able to pre-order those versions, could gain access of the episodes 24 hours early. Interesting. All right, let's get to some more of the Activision, Xbox, Microsoft stuff. So, according to PCGamesN.com, they said that Microsoft CEO does not deny that Activision games may be pulled from the UK. So, what's really going on is because of the CMA's decision to deny the, or try to block the Xbox acquisition of Activision Blizzard. They're basically saying that, well, we might not put games on your shelves. So, Satya Nadella, and I do apologize for botching the name, who is the Microsoft CEO, did say, quote, we have a process. We obviously respect the sovereignty of the United Kingdom and the CMA to decide what's good in that country. In some sense, this is the most pro-competitive thing I've ever seen. It's using, in some sense, of large companies' ability to persist and introduce more competition. Further quote, do you ever see an age where you would sell the product in the U.S. if it was approved, sell the products in Europe, and not sell them in the U.K. if they didn't approve it? That's what the host of CNBC's Squawk Box did say, or did ask. And Nadella did respond, quote, let's wait for it all to play out. They did provide a clip. So, could they block, could they not put games on the shelves? Curious. Now, what PC Gamer did say is, well, this whole cloud gaming thing, that was the CMA's argument, may be a bigger thing than what you... Because the Microsoft president did clarify about the cloud agreement for the EU. So, there would be a free license to consumers in the EEA that would allow them to stream, and I'm reading a bullet point here, via any cloud gaming streaming services of their choice, all current and future Activision PC and console games for which they have a license. A corresponding free license to cloud game streaming services providers to allow EEA-based gamers to stream any of Activision Blizzard's PC console games. So what Brad Smith did say on Twitter, the European Commission has required Microsoft to license a popular Activision Blizzard games automatically to competing cloud game services. This will allow globally and will empower millions of consumers worldwide to play these games on any device they choose. Okay. So what about Super Smash Brothers? We'll get back to Xbox here in a minute. But, or actually Activision Blizzard here in a minute, but, this is basically from the Pro Player Zero. And he was, and this is via BG247.com, he was banned from the vast majority of tournaments. And that was basically from allegations of sexual misconduct. So instead, he is making his own tournament. So even then, he's bringing with other band players, and that'll be called the Band Series. While that was a joke, they're thinking that Zero would acknowledge those band players and will be allowed to take part on his own judgment. But Zero did talk about this, quote, "But there are certain scenarios where there are certain players who should be allowed to play that don't make sense that they're banned. In case-by-case scenario, not everybody is going to be allowed in my tournaments, but I am going to handpick very specific individuals who I feel should be allowed to play." So not everybody? Curious. All right, Activision, now you have my attention. And this is according to PC Gamer, or Games N, again, .com. And they're saying that a Call of Duty fan game was been shut down. So, the fan game SM2 did allow players to use weapons, maps, and abilities from across several COD titles. Basically, in a free-to-play FPS game that was based on the engine for the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, SM2 recently switched to the base game for Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. But ahead of its planned release date, the SM2 has been closed down following a cease and desist notice issued by Activision. So basically, whoever made that could not do that again. I just can't do it straight up. So here's a quote by this. "Today, a team member received a cease and desist letter on behalf of Activision Publishing in relation to SM2 project. This is a statement. We are complying with this order and shutting down all operations permanently. Thank you for your support over the past 2 years. Now, a little bit more Call of Duty via IGN. And there was the devs of Call of Duty were responding to the backlash over Modern Warfare 2's Santa border crossing map. So, old Jeff Smith did explain why the Infinity Ward didn't aim to create a perfectly balanced map with Santa, but they just wanted something fun. So here's what he said, quote, "Map-wise, we tried to have a balance between experimental maps and more competitive maps. Not all of them are super sweaty, balanced ones. There are ones where, hey, it'd be really cool to fight over a border crossing. See, the map was under criticism due to a narrow layout. And that's basically because of the bumper-to-bumper traffic, and the cars are also destructible. Basically, they can unexpectedly explode given at any moment." And that was supposed to be a reference to the film Sicario. Further quote, "I know the map's not super popular in certain groups, but we like to keep it fun, and it's really neat to move through those cars channeling Sicario," he said. That's what he said. Further quote, "So we try to keep it fun and switch it up, but there's a balance. Now we head over to a Nintendo Switch Online." My tongue doesn't work. And Pac-Man 99 will be delisted in October. So that will be done later this year, though some of the game modes will still be available past the October 8th deadline. So Pac-Man's going down. He's been ate up by ghosts. Though it's unclear as to what all those modes are. I bet Nicolas Cage played it. This article is brought to us by GameSpot.com, and yes, Nicolas Cage is going to Dead by Daylight. And according to the video, which is basically linked to us on the GameSpot.com, he is going to be basically one of the good guys, I believe. Now keep in mind, his most recent film is Redfall, where he is the bad guy, Dracula. So it did get me thinking, could he actually be Dracula? No, not according to what the video said. Doesn't look like that he will be Dracula, but we shall see. But in the teaser, Cage did say, quote, "There's nothing more powerful than imagination. We can shape the fabric of reality, transforming everything that you may think you know." So we'll see what happens. But I just say I smurf that. NintendoEverything.com that said that the Smurfs 2 Prisoner of the Green Stone has been announced for Twitch. So, Microids and the Smurfs holder Imps, IMPS, with the developer Osum Studios, did announce today that Smurfs 2 The Prisoner of the Green Stone will be getting the title in quarter 4 this year. Now, this game is a sequel to the 2021 game, The Smurfs Mission Belief, and it's another action platformer with a whole new story and more. In fact, the details were given to us. I'll just give you a couple paragraphs here. Handy Smurfs have created a revolutionary invention, Smurfomix. However, it's missing a key ingredient, the Greenstone, which lays in the greedy clutches of Gargamel. He sets off on a mission to retrieve the famous Greenstone, a key ingredient that would greatly help him improve his invention from Gargamel's laboratory, but a fatal misstep causes it to explode, its fragments scattering throughout the cursed land. In addition to unleashing into the wild its incredible powers to copy and decompose matter, the Greenstone has set free the evil Stolas, a new order that bent on creating a reign of terror. Oh, so Smurfs got a fight. So Smurfs got a Smurf, huh? And you know they'll be saying Smurf this, but I say Smurf that. So you can Smurf us on Twitter at GroupQuest, or you can Smurf me at Joe Brums. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Yes, Smurf it all. Go play some games, people. We'll have more news tomorrow. And soon, we will have dates for ticket availability to BlizzCon. Oh, here we go, people. Here we go. Thank you.